We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
You say, and again, this has become very famous in this video, I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
True with stars that they can grab women by the
well, that's what it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, if that's not a confession, I don't know what a confession is. But listen, verdict has been reached in the E. Jean Carroll civil case against Donald Trump, where she's accusing him of raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman lingerie dressing room. It looks like the jury received jury instructions for about 90 minutes this morning, and they've been deliberating for all of 2.5 hours. And they have reached a verdict. So we're waiting for the verdict to be read. What I can see is that the jury is actually in the room right now. There are no cameras in the courtroom, so I'm having to listen to reporters who are in the courtroom sort of text out what they're seeing to reporters who are on the TV. So everybody is just wondering and waiting and, you know, just hoping and praying that there's some shred of justice that was done here, because you just heard Donald Trump confess. I mean, he literally, I mean, that's from his deposition, and that is all that the jury heard. Donald Trump lied. I'm so shocked. And so, you know, he is like a world heavyweight champion liar. As we all know, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of lies, fraud, tax fraud, insurance fraud, paying women, you know, laundering money through funneling it through, you know, law firms, letting his lawyers go to jail for him. And so E. Jean Carroll showed up with witnesses, two of her friends who 27 years ago she told about this day that happened to her during that day, told two of her friends what happened to her, because, of course, she's such a mastermind that 27 years ago she told Carol Martin and another one of her girlfriends that Donald Trump had done this to her in a Bergdorf, dressing room, because she had plotted and planned that 27 years later, when he wasn't president of the United States, when he had been president of the United States, she was going to sue him. You see what I mean? So you have... Oh, they found that he did do it.
Oh!
They did. They just found that he did do it. I'm tweeting. There we go. I had it all ready to go. I just tweeted. The jury finds that he sexually abused E. Jean Carroll in this civil case. Let me listen in for a brief moment.
This financial $2 million in damages.
Two.
Jennifer Rogers still with us. This was one of multiple questions they had to answer this jury, one of which is whether his conduct constituted rape, sexual abuse, or forcible touching. They came into, I suppose you could call it the middle ground there, sexual abuse here. Can you tell us the significance of that and how you come to that, given the standard in a civil trial, which is a preponderance of the evidence as opposed to beyond the reasonable doubt, as you would have in a criminal case?
Well, the verdict form gave them these three choices, and it was either rape or sexual assault or unwanted touching, and any of them creates liability. It's just which one they chose would give us more information about what they believed. And she gave evidence of all of them. She said that he had raped her. She described what happened and said that he had actually, you know, penetrated her. But, you know, the jury may have found that that wasn't certain enough for them. They may have found it unlikely that he would have managed physically to do that. We're not sure, of course, what the jury found, but
we'll
the
find
fact
out
that
soon.
They found that she was sexually abused by him, sexually assaulted by him, mm-hmm. means that they believe her, account, and they're going to award damages. We'll see how much. And there's also the possibility of punitive damages here.
Hmm. And Jennifer, stand by for a moment. We want to get back out to Paula Reed because we are learning that the jury has also made a decision on the question of defamation, the second big part of this. Paula?
Yes. The jury has found that former President Trump's statements about E. Jean Carroll's accusations, calling them false and a hoax, was defamatory. So they found him liable for defamation. This is a win for E. Jean Carroll. She has sued in civil court former President Trump for battery and defamation, and she has prevailed on both points. So as you said multiple times.
Yay! Good for you, E. Jean. Pretty amazing. Yeah, because obviously what the jury had to choose from was E. Jean Carroll and three of her friends and two other women who were also sexually abused by Donald Trump in the same exact manner, or Donald Trump, who didn't even bother to show up. So I don't think that was really a tough one, because you'd have to believe that in all of this, Donald Trump was the only one telling the truth. No one can believe that all this, Donald Trump was the only one telling the truth. Donald Trump never tells the truth, ever. Now, here's a conundrum, okay? Here's a real conundrum. Tomorrow night, CNN is supposed to host Donald Trump in a town hall setting in New Hampshire, and Caitlin Collins is supposed to interview or moderate or whatever the hell they're calling this. I don't know how they're going to, you know, do this. I don't know how this is, you know, something that America, you know, could rally around or say, yeah, that's a good idea. But yeah, so this is what CNN is planning, and they're promoting it right now on the CNN. If you, look at my screen, you'll see it. It says tomorrow, 8 p.m., CNN Republican presidential town hall, Donald Trump, moderated by Caitlin Collins. Like, really? They're really gonna do this? I mean, in his own video deposition, he confessed. And then in his own video deposition, he confused E. Jean Carroll with Marla, his second wife, while he was with his third wife. And he dated Marla while he was with his first wife. Because, you know, they are morally superior to the Democrats. You know that, right? But, you know, listen, in terms of sheer numbers, Trump probably has a lot more sexual assault victims than he has wives. So it makes sense. Now, they only call two other sexual assault victims to the stand, right? And that's, the rumor is that there are 26 other women. I mean, they would have been in court ad nauseum. They would have, you know, been in court indefinitely. So they kept it down to just two victims of Donald Trump's sexual assault. But, I mean, that video there, he literally confessed to it. What was the jury supposed to do? Say it didn't happen? What were they supposed to do? He doesn't consider himself a star, and he doesn't think that when you're a star, they let you do it, even though she said she did not let him do it. And two other women said, Jessica Leeds said, I did not let him do it. He was like, I mean, Jessica Leeds' testimony was, she was the one on the plane. Remember her? I think she was a banker or an insurance salesman. I can't remember. But back in the 70s, she was an executive, a female executive, okay? Like Loretta. Loretta was like one of the first car salesmen in the history of car sales. Anyway, Jessica Leeds was one of those, right? And she testified. She was on a plane and she got bumped up to first class, unbeknownst to her. And she ended up sitting next to him, and that he literally became like an octopus. She said he had a gazillion hands. He just started kissing her. And then grabbed her by the, right? Which is, you know, what he said you're allowed to do when you're a star. So then the attorney, Roberta Kaplan, asked Donald Trump, are you a star? Did you say this? He said, well, yeah, because for a million years that's been true. Really? What world do you toil in? And then she said, well, so are you a star? He goes, yeah, I guess you could say that. So he actually told the jury that he feels entitled to do it because for a million years they let you do it. But how are they going to host him tomorrow? Really? How are they he didn't appear at the trial, which I think is, you know, key to their decision making. Like, do you give him a forum to deny? Do you give him a forum to speak when he had a forum under oath in a court of law and he said no?